Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690. And joining us, we have Candy Westbrook in studio. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, I'm good.
You got your iced coffee. You're ready for a hot day.
I got coffee. I'm ready.
Yeah, you are ready. It's going to be a warm 112 heat index. Nothing too shabby. So, you know.
I'll be inside the AC
most
of the day.
That's right. So. Yep, I was just looking at ours. I was like, oh man, these are time to wash these things out again. So I'm getting ready for that. So
I know.
All right, so what do we have going on?
I've got some good things. So just a reminder that if your business is wanting information on the Blue Cross Blue Shield Chamber Insurance Program, the surveys are out right now. So you have to contact me as soon as possible if you want more information. So I wanted to announce a new resource for our businesses in town. The Chamber has started up a business development team, and on the first Wednesday of every month, we have several people on this team that are going to help startup businesses, even existing businesses, just get ideas, inspiration, advice, whether it's help with a business plan, marketing, just anything and everything. Our goal is just to make sure that businesses have all the tools they need. And it's always good when you have a team behind you. So we just want to make sure that we're providing that. So first Wednesday every month at 3 p.m. at the Chamber, call to RSVP, or if you just want more information, give me a call and I'm happy to tell you about it. Of course, big day coming up in two more days. It's the one-day sale for the Hops Around Town Brew Fest that's coming in October. Discount pricing on this day, so definitely don't want to wait. You want to make sure you buy your tickets to get the best price. You can go online on our website or the event page on Facebook. It goes live at midnight, or you can just stop in the Chamber and we'll take care of you. So this Friday, Hops Around Town Brewfest tickets on sale. Some good news that I've been seeing is the Bartlett Grain Soybean facility is about halfway through construction. If anybody's needing concrete, you probably can't find it. They're taking it all right now, but that's okay. They're pushing forward. So this is that plant that's up by Cherryville. It's a $390 million project. So when it started, it was like in the 200s, and it's just grown and grown. But it's going to be a great asset for our region. Stay tuned. I'm supposed to hear any day on when they're going to have a job fair. They're going to start doing some job fairs at the end of the summer so they can go ahead and get some of the hiring. And I think the goal is to at least have some of the staff ready to go this fall. So another grain, though, that is not doing so well, you probably have heard this, but wheat harvests are struggling. So we were just talking about the other day. I saw an article that it's supposed to be the smallest in at least 60 years in Kansas. So
yeah. The Kansas as a state is not doing great. Southeast Kansas, a lot better actually than average, but about average or a little bit better. But other part, the state in general is quite down. We're still behind in many ways. But
yeah,
we kind of lucked out this year because sometimes it gets a little too wet, so we kind of hit it right on the mark. But other parts of the state, yeah.
I know.
There's been a few co-ops who that filled up already, and so they're transferring stuff around. So
that's good.
Kind of a good problem
to
have. I
like it when they all start working together on that. Yeah, yeah. And then I talked to another farmer that a lot of them are having to get rid of some of their cattle that they usually don't try to – they try to keep some each year, and so they've had to do that. But
yeah, hay forages are – the hay harvest is still somewhat down in that regard. So
I just – for all you farmers and those in the ag industry, I just appreciate you. We all appreciate you handling the ups and downs. I can imagine being in a field where it's – you just never know.
You talk about a stressful job.
Yeah. We were just talking about stressful jobs. So another stressful job, but this is kind of cool. They had an active shooter training with all the local emergency units over in Independence, officers, medics, firefighters, and but what I loved about it is they tried to make it as realistic as possible so that they could get real training, you know. So the pictures they did were amazing. I mean, like they had volunteers like running and screaming. But anyway, I'm glad that our departments all do things like that just to make sure that they're ready to go for everything. So, okay, now enough of the sad stuff. We'll do some happy stuff. So there's a fun activity for kiddos and the family. The 18th through the 22nd, you can do an escape room. It's a fundraiser that the library is doing. You can contact Rachel at the library and sign up. You can have up to six people in a team, as small as one, and it's $10 per group. So call Rachel, and that's a little fun thing the kiddos can do. Another fun activity for the family, on July 25th, they're having Christmas in July up at the Big Hill Splash. It's only going to be $1 admission that night, and they're going to have Christmas goods and all kinds of information. Part of it is just to kind of kick off all the activities they're going to be doing Christmas on the Plaza coming December. So they want to kind of get groups involved and share some information and just have some fun. So July 25th. Speaking of kids, the Coffeyville Fire Department is doing a stuff a truck. They usually do one every year, and I think they each year pick different groups to do. But this year, they're going to provide school supplies for the KVC foster kids of Montgomery County. So that'll be July 28th at Walmart. So make sure you make plans that day when you're out there. Grab your groceries and then help them with all the school supplies. July 28th. Save the date. Now, this is not till September, but I love this. I'm so excited. September 23rd, the CCC Technical Campus is going to be doing their first, hopefully many more, annual Jacob Morse Memorial Jamboree. Basically, it's a car and a bike show. They're going to have a cornhole tournament, food, just all kinds of fun activities. So that is cool to see. You see a lot of same things on the main campus, but it's cool that the tech campus is getting involved too. CAFO Rec wanted me to announce that the flag football deadline is coming up on the 14th. So if your kiddo's interested in that fall sport, make sure to get signed up right away. And I'm excited about this. You guys, you don't have to tell me if you guys have them here, but K-Cups are out from Coffeyville Coffee Company.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm excited about that because I do that mostly at home. Sometimes I do a whole pot, but most of the time it's a K-Cup.
Yeah, and I know they continue to kind of work on new stuff and add some flavors
all the time, yeah. And I know with the K-Cups, they only have one flavor right now or one kind style. So they're limited, but they're kind of trying it out, see how it goes, and then they'll expand. And I also know they're kind of playing around with some decaf, which I would say that's crazy. Why would you have to? But I've had to do that myself sometimes,
sure.
So I understand. But anyway, they're always doing new things. I love it. So, okay, some events coming up. What is today? The 12th?
Yes, it's the
12th. Okay, so tomorrow then is bingo night at Cedar Bluff Camp. Bingos, they have concessions, and just all kinds of activities and games and fun. So
I believe that's at 6, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Starts at 6. So on the 16th is Violet's birthday party at the Brown Mansion. It's an ice cream social. They've got a silent auction and some snacks and all kinds of stuff. So on the 18th, this is something new. Kind of reminds me, I didn't know there's all these different clubs. Just kind of like your club that you had, mm-hmm. and your event you guys had. I'm like, there's all kinds of fun little social clubs around here, but this one's called a read-around. So you come and share your original poem or stories around the room. The group kind of recites around the room, and it's sponsored by the Coffeyville Night Riders Authors Club. So I didn't even know we had that in town.
Great.
I think that's
mm-hmm.
awesome. At 6 p.m. at Gigi's in the side room, and again, that's on the 18th. On the 22nd is a packed day of activities. First, there's the Men of Valor. It's an event to help fathers with support and inspiration. The CCC Golf Classic is on the 22nd. And then that night, Outlaws Reloaded is going to be live at the Ville Pub and Grill. So, and you got all kinds of fun things to choose from and cool things going on. So, lots more coming up, but that's just in the next week or so. And again, I always tell everybody, but go out to the community calendar for the full list of all the activities coming up. And then, of course, just around the corner, it'll be school supply time and getting everything ready, and school will start back in. I know all of the schools right now are doing registration days, so jump on the websites. A lot of them you can do online, and then there's some that are going to be doing some things in person, but go ahead and get your kids registered and get ready. I'm not ready. I'm just going to wait and just hang out in the pool. Not quite ready for school. So.
I hear you.
But anyway, that's just a few of the events and activities and things going on around Coffeyville.
Okay. Well, so lots of good stuff here in July. So that is great. And if, of course, Candy, people have questions, best way to get a hold of you at the Chamber?
Yep. Facebook, you can email me, website, Stop in the Chamber, or, of course, our number is easy to remember, 251-2550.
Excellent. Well, I know you're always a go-to resource if people have business questions and all that sort of thing. And we do appreciate all the work that you do to sell the Coffeyville brand.
That's right.
All right. Well, Candy Westbrook here at Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Look forward to chatting with you again next week.
All righty.
And we'll be back to Open Line here in just moments on KGGF.